Part 1. The Job. Chapter 1. Sunday, 27th of July, 2014. The Reporter. The call comes at 3 a.m. The jagged ring of the bellside telephone tearing a hole in our sleep. I reach out a hand to silence it.
Hello?
I whisper. Static whispers back at me. I press the phone harder to my ear.
Who is this?
I feel Steve roll over to face me, but he doesn't speak. The hissing static fades and I hear a voice. Hello?
Hello?
It says, searching for me. I sit bolt upright and switch on the light. Steve groans and rubs his eyes.
Kate, what's going on?
He says.
Who is this?
I repeat. But I know.
Jake? Mum?
The voice says. The word distorted by distance. Or drink, perhaps, I think uncharitably.
Sorry I missed your birthday,
he says. The line fizzes again and he's gone. I look at Steve. Was it him? He asks. I nod.
He's sorry he missed my birthday.
It's the first time in 7 months that he's phoned. There have been 3 emails, but our eldest son has told us from the start that he wouldn't be contactable by phone. Said he was freeing himself of all the stress that constant calls would bring. He'd keep in touch with us. When he last rang, it was Christmas morning. We'd hoped he'd be back home with us, pulling crackers and making his lethal mulled wine. We'd suggested and then pleaded by email, even buying a plane ticket when he seemed to weaken. But Jake had stayed away, managing only a 10-minute call on the day. Steve had answered the phone and spoken to him first while I hovered beside him. Then Jake had asked to speak to his little brother, Freddie. And finally, his mother. I hugged the phone, as if I could feel the heft and warmth of him and try to listen, not talk. But he remained distant as the seconds counted down in a phone booth somewhere and I'd found myself turning inquisitor.
So, where are you now, love?
Here. He laughed.
Still in Puckett?
Yes, yes.
And are you working?
Yeah, sure. Doing this and that.
How are you managing for money?
I'm managing, Mum. Don't worry about me, I'm fine.
Well, as long as you're happy,
I heard myself say, the coward's way out.
Yes, I am.
After I put the phone down, Freddie had a glass of Prosecco in my hand and kissed my cheek.
Come on, Mum, he's fine. Having a brilliant time lying around in the summer, we're sitting here in the rain.